Welcome back to Glad Mouse Podcast. I'm your host, Wild Spartans, a.k.a. Brandon. I'm here with Quite.
Hiya.
And I'm also here with Diesel.
Ah!
Oh, that was beautiful. Thank you, Diesel.
Two opposite ends of the spectrum. Fucking, I'm just like, hello. Diesel just shrieks his brains out like he's getting his dick cut off.
Hey, so what do you guys think about vodka created from Chernobyl crops?
I have no thoughts because as I am under the age of 21, I will not be consuming any alcoholic substances as that is illegal by the federal government.
You are currently in the UK.
Yeah,
version
you're in the UK.
Box.
Oh wait, I'm in the UK. That's fucking metal, dude.
I mean, I don't even. Okay, UK. Actually, this is UK scientists made this too.
Oh really?
So,
okay. Looks
yeah.
like I'm so, all right. I guess I know what I'm doing tomorrow then.
You getting some radioactive vodka that
Look,
probably costs.
Vodka still tastes like ass, and that probably costs a lot. Yeah.
But what, dude? Vodka's good. What are you talking about?
Vodka is awful.
It's it's literally just like rubbing alcohol you drink.
Like
I'm sorry,
UK,
but vodka is good and y'all are haters. Fucking pussy ass. I love my whiskey. Yeah.
When I was in the UK, I've had whiskey, vodka, Jaeger, and ciders. Ciders are the best. They're pussy drinks, but they're the best.
I mean,
vodka always burns, and it tastes like gasoline.
I mean, y'all just don't know how to make the right mixed drinks, and or y'all just don't have the right palate. I'm sorry, you're not advanced.
It just always smells, though. Like, it always smells.
What do you mean
like
it
gasoline.
Smells?
Like, you go to your mixed drink and you smell it, and it smells like gasoline.
It smells
you,
like it's gonna hurt
about?
You.
What? No, I'm sorry, what, you, what vodka are you drinking that it smells like fucking gasoline?
40%?
That doesn't make it, like,
no,
no like,
well,
what
like,
brand?
Well, there's clearly, like, cheap. There's clearly a lot of cheap vodka out there.
Oh, Grey Goose is phenomenal.
yeah, who would have thought the cheapest of something is the worst?
You know.
I mean,
yeah,
but that's
no,
the easiest to find. Yes,
like,
I've heard.
Listen,
good.
Smirnoff
Bad.
Is it's not great. Grey Goose
no,
and Tito's.
Awful.
Tito's is my favorite. Grey Goose is probably just your safest. In like, if you're going overseas.
When I used to live at college, my college friends would get together on nights where we were sad, quote unquote. We would get like flavored Absolute vodka. So, like, the fruit-flavored ones?
Yeah, and the
just drink
10%?
I don't know. We would go through, like, an entire handle. I know we got real fucked up. I remember that. Or, well, I don't, rather. But it didn't taste...
That never happened.
Like, that never tasted bad, you know? It tasted like mangoes or, like, fucking cotton candy or some dumb shit. But it was never,
yeah,
like,
no.
bad.
There's, like, certain mixed drinks you can make with vodka that are, like, genuinely just incredible. Like, as a standalone drink.
I agree with that, because since it has no, like, distinct taste, like rum or, like, whiskey does, or, like, what would another one be? Tequila?
Tequila's a light liquor.
Taste?
I don't know. Most
not light?
Yeah, it
gin,
is.
Would you say gin's a less distinct flavor? I'm not sure.
Gin is very distinct. I'd say. It smells like pine.
Pine.
Yeah, it does.
Tequila's not light?
I don't know. I don't remember. It's been a while since
I mean,
I've
it'll
had
probably
tequila.
Depend on the tequila as well.
I think tequila's light.
I don't... You know, I think I'm more of a fan of, like, whiskey. I like Jaeger a lot.
I like darker.
I don't know. I like white liquor.
I love how this all stemmed from fucking Chernobyl vodka.
Yeah, but, like, what the fuck
I mean,
are we
like,
supposed to say? We obviously can't afford it.
Yeah, no, wait. How much does it cost?
I'm gonna check because I'm curious.
It looks expensive.
I just read the description.
Like,
it looks expensive, yeah.
Bro, we should like all fucking pitch in for like a bottle and then
Hold
like
up.
We'll go to Canada and get it.
No. Oh,
is it
least,
safe
okay.
to drink though?
They're 75% of the profits are going to wildlife conservation.
That's epic.
Okay. For it. What is it though? How much?
Chernobyl
I didn't see anywhere in the article. How much it cost?
Here, let me get my phone so I can check.
It's like going over how it was made and shit.
I don't want to know how much it was made.
Oh, no,
I don't know how much it's going to cost.
I know, right? It's not saying. What the fuck?
I mean, like, isn't alcohol usually by the age, right?
Yeah, this is, I think,
I mean, it depends on the type of alcohol.
Okay, if that's 33 years old, it's going to be very expensive.
Wine is the typical one where aging is what matters sometimes, but, like... Yeah.
No, for whiskeys, it determines, like, that's by age as well.
Whiskey,
gotcha.
It's the most important. Like, okay, I watched, out of curiosity, this video recommended to me, and it was, like, an hour-long video about, like, the science behind whiskey, and it's so fucking bizarre. Like, every whiskey's named differently, based off of like where it was made, and they have to use certain like labels based off where it was made. Like in I think in Ireland they don't use an E, it's a Y, and they can't use an E because it's illegal.
So they just can't use the letter E.
Yeah, because like the way it's like said, like bourbon, for example, I'm pretty sure it's just like Kentucky, or like okay. a few states. So I can't remember the details because like it was a fucking while ago, and it was also a long fucking video, but it was interesting. So like they're like limited to naming it certain things if it's not made in a certain way in a certain place. Where's the fucking price?
Yeah, I can't even find the page to buy it. You just find a bunch of fucking articles that are talking about it.
Oh, they're okay. So they're just okay. They're aiming to release 500 bottles this year.
Wow, that's gonna be very pricey.
It's gonna be very expensive.
Yeah, it's gonna be a limited
run, but like that could be sick still.
That's gonna be so fucking.
If you buy one, like if you bought like one, you'd probably like want to get two, so you can actually drink one and then keep the other for never use.
But imagine, okay, how much would it cost if it's $500? I'd expect like thousands.
500 bottles. It'd probably be like it. It depends on how big the bottles are gonna be too.
I think they're 750. They look 750. They don't look big. They look normal. So I'd still expect it to be like thousands.
Look, let's be real here. It's not gonna taste great anyway.
No, probably not.
I don't know, man. I like vodka. That's my preferred.
You know,
it
doesn't taste great.
It's gonna be radioactive potato water.
It's not radioactive that much.
Okay, can we talk about the animal abuser now? I fucking hate her.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure. Let's go to that.
So, the fun part. So this YouTuber called Brooke House, am I pronouncing that right?
Okay.
Brooke House? Oh yeah.
I've never heard about her until like 2 days ago.
So Brooke House is a YouTuber that vlogs with her pets, right? It looks super innocent. It's just her like with her dog and like, you know, doing fun things during the day. And then, you know, recently she started milking the fuck out of her dog because the videos were doing really well. And then she posted an unedited video, which, by the way, how the fuck can you be such a goddamn dumbass if you're going to abuse your fucking dog on camera to not check the fucking video?
She edited it, but then she uploaded the raw footage on accident.
Yeah, so she uploaded the raw footage of her abusing her fucking dog, right? And she made, like, an entire fucking post basically saying, like, it's not real animal abuse. She legit, like, hits her dog. She spits on her dog. And who the fuck does that? Who spits on their dog? Clearly. Like, oh my fucking God.
Yeah,
like,
so I was watching the footage, and one of the things she did was, like, she, like, pinned it down by the neck. So that's
then
like
she spit on it. Yep.
Yeah, but like that's like a thing I think you're meant to do with like pack trained animals, because like it's like, so apparently something about that's like an instinctual like pack kind of thing where so they know their place like in say a family unit. But that's not something I don't think you do with like animals that like aren't huskies or raised like that.
Yeah, like there's
and you don't do the other shit. Like you don't hit the dog. You don't fucking like. Alinity fucking Randy Orton.
No, dogs respond a lot better to a stern voice than they would you hitting them. Like, if you have a stern voice, like, not even loud or aggressive, just a stern voice, they respond well. Like, my dog responds well to a stern voice. If we tell him not to do something, just like, no, don't do that,
the fucking, I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed voice to your dog.
Yeah, basically. The fuck?
Oh, he's probably having a hernia.
Sorry, I had to be bothered for something completely pointless and for no fucking reason. But
okay, welcome back. Anyways, so yeah, she completely fucking like she said she made the fucking twit longer, and she was like, "There's real people abusing dogs," and then you know fucking.
There are. She's right. It's her.
It's literally her. Like, she says, actually no. I want to clarify that I am not a dog abuser or animal abuser in any way, shape, or form. She literally puts that in her fucking twit longer. And I'm sorry, you look like one, motherfucker. Like, I don't see how the fuck you could not be.
Hello, my like, name is Brooke, and I sure do love suplexing dogs.
Yeah, it's like, and then she fucking spit on, who the fuck does that? I have never in a million years said, even like animal abuse, I've never seen someone fucking spit in their dog. Or said they spit in their dog. She's the first fucking person I think I've ever seen spit in their fucking dog or heard about spitting on their dog.
She said she didn't spit on her dog, didn't she?
It's, I don't know. In that video, it sounds like it.
For sure.
It looks and sounds like it. Like, it doesn't, like, at first I was, like, skeptical, because I saw everyone saying, oh, she spit in her dog. Because, like, you know, with the Alinity thing, people said Alinity spit vodka in her cat's mouth. Alinity didn't do that. The cat just licked her lips that had vodka on them.
But, like, she meant, didn't, like,
spit in the mouth.
But she, like, but, knew that she was giving her a vodka kiss, to be fair.
Yeah, no, 100% it was still bad. But, like, I'm saying, like, she didn't spit in the cat's mouth. But in this case, you hear an audible spit. Like, we've all seen it, right?
Yeah.
Like, you hear a spit. It's not like there was no sound to go with it. You can't see it, but you hear it. But, yeah, no, fuck her.
I don't know how you accidentally upload the raw footage of a video that you're doing.
Especially, like, when you know you abused the dog in the video!
I'm just imagining her, like, going through and cutting that out. Like, seriously? Like... And then, like, I just don't know how you accidentally upload your raw, because they're much labeled different.
She got ratioed to fucking hell.
Oh, I'm not surprised. She's this week's cancel.
On the fucking Twit longer thing with the, like, a lot of shit. So we have 93,000 replies and 15,000 likes, and then on her tweet saying thank you for everyone who's being kind and understanding, there's 40,000 replies and nearly 10,000 likes.
Rip.
It's like, she's getting fucking destroyed over this.
It's like,
which is good.
It's like, if she's hitting her dog on camera, I think it's like, I mean, it's assumed that she's like hitting it off
person.
Of camera. Well, okay, that's a given. Yeah, if you're gonna hit a dog, you know. And it's like, we don't know what's happening off of camera, but like, I think it's really telling when the response that she gives is not like, I made an oopsie, or I've made a very grave mistake. It's, thank you for being kind, or, like, all of that, you know, like, oh, this isn't what it is. You know, like, let's say what it is. Like, you very clearly hit your animal, you know? That's, like...
And it wasn't like a fucking, like, tap, either.
Yeah, it was
straight
hard.
Up hit the dog.
It was hard.
Yeah, and it's like, it's so heartbreaking too, because the dog clearly just wanted goddamn attention.
It wanted,
like,
to play.
Dogs do. Yeah, it wanted to play and get pet.
It's
then,
like,
she was like,
just
no,
take
I'm
it
recording
into another
a
room,
fucking video.
Dumbass.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, it's so stupid. And then what I really hate is that she tries to, like, play it off like it isn't, like, you know, she's not abusive or anything like that. But if you look into this motherfucker's eyes when she's not talking to the camera, she has the most deadpan fucking, like, annoyed, angry face, and she's just looking straight at her fucking dog.
Okay, it's not a great argument, I can't lie.
What? No, it's true. I'm just saying,
you can just
see
it in her eyes.
Yeah, I don't think it's a good argument either.
I'm not saying the argument, I'm just saying, you look at her face, dude, she looks like a fucking devil! Like, she looks like she just fucking despises her dog.
I mean, like, all I'm saying is like, we don't know what happens off of camera, and if, like, that dog is being abused, that's an issue.
I mean, that was technically supposed to be off camera, buddy.
No shit. No shit. How do you upload your raw like that? That's ridiculous.
Hold up. I'm gonna get the fucking... her face, because, like... she looks like a bitch. That's the best way to put it.
People who hit their animals tend to look like assholes. Just... ever since the we put the shock collar on our necks, I'm like, damn, dude, fucking dogs got it rough. Get it rough.
This dude said rough. This dude really said rough on a Thursday evening. This dude said rough. This dude.
How do you put a shock collar on your dog, though, man? That shit's fucking bad.
The intention isn't for them to get shocked by it. It's for them
Well,
to get,
they're gonna get shocked. Like, that's the reason you got it.
But it's like,
they
get shocked once, and then they don't want to do it again, so they don't go to the edge.
Sure.
All right.
And again, if you can't, I'd just get an actual fence if I could.
Fucking, okay. Does it look like this motherfucker loves her dog?
She's literally just looking to the left.
Yeah,
what do you want me to say?
She's looking to the right, or right
I don't know,
of the camera.
Maybe she just has, like, a fucking awful case of resting bitch face.
I got a bad case.
No, she looks especially bad in that. I don't know. I saw that, and I was like, she looks like she fucking hates her dog. That's what I saw.
It's a face. It's just a face.
I have my opinions, you have yours.
Yeah, we think your opinion is, like, fucking.
And I think video games cause violence, Diesel. Fight me on it.
Guys, you know what I just realized? All of our Discord profile pictures are wearing hats. Isn't that sick?
Man, that's sick. I need to change
my profile picture.
No, man.
Brandon's being different today. He's just bringing out the hot takes.
He's trying to be quirky and shit. Mm, I see.
Yeah.
Ooh,
plays
sorry.
Minecraft, boom, instantly, like, boom, video games cause violence.
You ever just like, farming in Minecraft, petting your dog, building a house, you know, just so you can, like, share it with your family, and then you just feel like fucking shooting someone in the fucking head?
Oh my god.
Me too, bro. Me
you know,
too.
After yeah. I play Minecraft for 10 seconds, I feel like getting a light machine gun and just shooting it in the sky to vent my frustration to the world.
I don't know, man. Sometimes after, like, just gathering materials and, like, all in confinement and not doing anything by having interaction with other people, I just really want to punch my dog.
Okay, FBI, these are all jokes, but...
You know what? I think I know where Brooke was coming from. She probably was playing some video games.
Oh my
games.
God! No,
Brooke punched her dog in Minecraft and was like, I want to try that in real life.
It's like, I gotta do this for real now. I don't have a choice because video games make me violent because that's a thing, apparently.
I can't believe we've gone all the way back in a circle and we're having this argument again.
It happens every time!
It doesn't, like this stupid. Time it's reached, like, national, like, levels.
It reaches national, like, all the goddamn time, though. And, like,
yeah, but I feel like this one is bigger than the last few, because, like, I'll be real with you, I had no idea that many shootings happened this year.
If they ban fucking video games, you know what's gonna happen? People are really gonna start getting violent and shooting each other more, alright?
I can't play Minecraft! It's your turn in the pit, Jimmy.
It's fucking...
I love all the...
Like if they ban, if they imagine if they ban fucking violent video games and people have to go to speakeasies for arcades and bars and shit.
Man,
that actually sounds really fucking. That aesthetic
sounds
kind of.
Let's not encourage that.
Well, I mean, games should be banned in the first place, but that aesthetic, like fucking, like going underground to play like some arcade machines, like, and that's the only reason you're breaking the laws to play arcade machines. That sounds fucking cool. I get some cyberpunk shit.
What?
We live in a cyberpunk dystopia.
You want us to
already.
Okay? You want us to have underground?
You want it to be worse?
I'm saying if it did happen, it's a fucking dope ass aesthetic. Like the thought of like speakeasies, but with like Xboxes and fucking like retro gaming consoles. That sounds sick. Like if I want it to actually happen, but the aesthetic of it happening in a fictional world. God.
Understandable.
So,
twisting
you just
my
want
words.
The aesthetic.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, I love the aesthetic of gaming in underground bars like we did in Prohibition.
I went to this one arcade bar in fucking Melbourne and it was incredible. Just like the pretense of that being illegal just because you're playing a video game, that sounds fucking hot. That sounds like cool as shit for like a fictional world premise.
Okay. Okay, but... Yeah, video games are causing violence again.
I find it absolutely astounding how big of a circle we've gone in with the conversation on video games causing violence and yada.
Bro,
yada.
We get like new old people each time. This time it's just the president.
Well, okay.
He's not the first president to do it either, though.
Yeah, but he's the one doing it right now, so.
I know.
We're at the point, though, where there is enough scientific data to show that it doesn't.
It doesn't.
It absolutely 100% does not.
Okay, so the thing is, right, first of all, despite the record number of mass shootings we have, we live in the most peaceful time in human history ever, right? And I'm not saying correlation equals causation, but violent video game sales have been going up steadily over the years, while violence has been on a statistical decline, right?
Yeah.
And that's across the globe, right? Which, I mean, overall is good. Less people overall are dying. That's fine.
I do like less people being murdered. That does sound pretty sick.
It's also great that less people are dying from things that are, like, you know, preventable. Like the bubonic plague. Or whatever the fuck else is the Ebola of the week.
You can't see it, but I'm giving two thumbs up right now.
I saw a meme on Reddit that involved this image of the old torture technique of sawing someone in half. And they were having a conversation about video games.
Was it on a podcast we were talking about, like, methods of torture that one time?
Yeah. Yes. No, this is also the
this
thing,
this is one
right?
of them.
This is also a thing, right? People literally used to fucking mash people into pieces back when video games didn't exist. All right, and if like, I'm gonna make an, think video games should be a religion.
Bruh, people like, used to saw people from the ass to the face in public in front of children.
Yeah, no, yeah. Like, that was the fucking public. That was public entertainment, not video games. It was actually doing the thing.
People used to watch people kill each other.
Does anybody remember this little thing, a kind of obscure part of history called the Colosseum?
No, like, why doesn't anyone just think for a second, oh yeah, we had way more violence in video games.
No, because they think that the people that lived in ancient Rome that had the Colosseum were savages that didn't know how to do jack shit. Meanwhile, they built one of the greatest civilizations of all time. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But it's that people, one, didn't pay attention in school. Not to sound like a boomer, but like...
Guys, all I'm saying is I think we should ban sports. It's encouraging schoolyard fights and shit. Like, they see these people in the football teams tackling each other and breaking each other's body parts. It's encouraging them to do it, too. Why are we broadcasting this to millions of people, including children across the world, dude? Like, we're literally encouraging them to swing bats around. They're really dangerous weapons, bro.
Did you guys read a lot of the hot takes that were going around?
Nah, I tried to stay away from
it. No, I... What can I contribute? I saw one motherfucker that had the same name as me, who was a Twitch streamer, that said that if you don't get involved in politics on stream, you're a pussy.
Yeah.
And he got fucking roasted, and every time he did, he was like, you're a coward, you're a coward. And it's like, wow, your fucking channel's dead. Congratulations, I wonder why. It's almost like you're a complete fucking party pooper, buddy.
God, that's a lesson in how not to get people to work with you. Like, 100%.
No, he was such a dick. Like, I'm gonna fucking find
I saw that. Yeah.
Girls just want to have fun, and that's what I do when I stream. I'm a girl who just wants to have fun.
I see Alinity just appearing from the background.
I told him, you sound fun at parties, and then someone responded to me saying, I sound arrogant. I'm like, what the fuck do you mean? I just said sounds fun at parties.
It was like deliberately poking fun at him. Of course it was gonna be arrogant. Yeah. You're calling him a fucking stick in the mud.
It's like, you sound arrogant. Yes, that was the point. Yes. Good job.
I saw, like, it was, like, from The Verge or something. They were like, it's about time we address the real problem about violence in video games. It's not gun violence. It's Gamergate. And I'm like, it's fucking 2019. What are you talking about?
The real problem with violent video games is that my mom didn't get me Modern Warfare for Christmas.
Guys, I just noticed this dude with a Rick and Morty banner. I think he's Big Brain.
He's right, guys. He's changed my mind. He's correct. Wait, what is it? What are they?
Why does he have a blue check mark?
What characters are they edited to be?
I don't.
It looks like it's either League or WoW. I don't know.
I can't. There's a website behind whatever the fuck.
Let me get his original. Man,
I really like it when Twitch streamers or YouTubers or people with no background in
shut the fuck up. But so like basically he's like, yeah, grow the fuck up, get educated, help your viewer base understand what the fuck is going on. If you can't do that strictly because you care more about money than human lives, okay, first of all, that's a really fucking exaggerated way to fucking put it there, buddy. If someone cares enough, there's a thing called Google that exists, but most people don't come to Twitch streams with the intention of listening to somebody blab their mouths about fucking politics. They want to watch someone fucking pwn noobs in Overwatch, all right?
Guys, you know? there's this interesting little thing that you learn about in high school when learning debates. It's called a false equivalence.
Thank you for explaining how you whipped as well. That definitely helped.
Well, it was
point.
Important. It was important that they know as I make the sound that I am whipping.
Like, literally, it's the same fucking arguments we see all the time, and, like, fucking, it doesn't matter who you are, like, left or right, it's constantly people who have no idea what the fuck you're talking about, saying, video games cause this, video games cause that. No, you literally have read one article, or, like,
to be,
you haven't
to
even read
clear,
a study.
To be clear, he didn't say anything like that. His tweet just pissed me off.
No, yeah, he didn't.
Yeah, but I'm just being clear.
I don't think streamers are required to talk about politics. I don't think they they shouldn't be banned from talking about it, you know? Like, people get on YouTubers a lot of the time for, like, giving their political opinion. But I think the issue is when you're being condescending or, like, preachy about it, you know? That's an issue. Like, people got, like, heated at Casey Neistat for being, like, vote for Hillary Clinton, right? Like, I think, like, it's more about how you convey the message rather than the message itself. You know, but
yeah, I mean, and then like, see, you can if you want to, I mean, you're gonna have people who disagree, which is one of the big reasons why people don't, because, like I think Summit put it, I think he said something about it. He basically, someone said in the replies that basically saying, like, I don't touch on politics and religion because I don't want people to get divided, because as soon as you say something about it, everyone gives their 2 cents. And at that point, everyone's bickering with each other, and that's no fun. It's not fun. Everyone has different opinions. Everyone's not going to agree with you. And the moment you bring it up, everyone opens their mouth about it. It's best to just not say anything if you want a peaceful chat. And then, like, I don't know, this guy's, like, he's so fucking stuck up about it. Like, he's Jesus.
No, he wants to make shit about him. That's it. He's like, I am the upstanding fellow who talks about politics and isn't afraid. I'm not in it for the money.
I think Summit literally said he's in it for the money. Like, 1 second. I thought it was funny. I'm trying to find the tweet. Yeah, so he responded with a GIF.
Well, I guess we have to go back to rehab.
Just shut the fuck up! Okay, yeah. But no, fuck this guy. I don't like him.
Eh.
I don't like him a lot.
I also agree. Fuck all people named Brandon.
Shout out
to the esports journalist Rod Breslau. I might be butchering your name. He's at Slasher. Yeah. He's been going on interview after interview talking about why video games don't cause violence. And he's been doing a fucking banger job. So, like.
Yeah, no. It's nice having someone competent representing the gamer community.
I remember back when I was a kid and, like, okay, so if you remember Jack Thompson, right? He was, like, the lawyer. I think he was from Florida. Who was saying GTA does this, GTA does that, right? And that was his, like, big push back in the day. And he was basically saying how it caused violence. I remember, like, game journalists like Adam Sessler would, like, go on interviews and, like...
I love Adam Sandler.
No, not Adam Sandler. Well, who gives a shit,
Danny DeVito?
Adam Sessler has me blocked on Twitter. Fuck Adam Sessler, okay? But, like...
Wait, let's see if I'm blocked.
How do you probably are. Hold on.
Oh, I think I got it.
He used to work for G4.
Oh, this guy!
Yeah, he used to work for G4 and all that shit. Really, you're not blocked, I am.
Nope. I'm not on nearly as many block lists as you are, bud.
Oh my god, I'm on so many.
All the quote tweets he's making, though, are unavailable. I think someone deleted them.
Either that or you're blocked by those people.
I mean, I just clicked them and it says they don't exist. It would tell me I'm blocked.
No, true, true, true. But yeah, no, we need somebody to go and tell the boomers what it is about video games.
Whenever someone has a bunch of quote tweets, you know they just love sharing their opinions.
Yeesh.
Like, this guy has so fucking many, dude. Holy shit.
My favorite is when it's like a blue check mark with like no followers whatsoever.
See, okay, I want to see how much this dude fucking tweets.
Probably a lot.
I love always checking that shit. It's not that bad.
Really?
It's mostly like 5 to 10 a day, but sometimes it peaks up to 30 to 20.
30 to 20?
I've seen a lot worse tweet amounts than people have. And I always checking that shit, because like, there was also one guy who said that people were addicted to phones, and he had like 30 tweets a day or something like that.
It's like kids are addicted to phones, I say, tweeting from a phone.
What the fuck? What else was he gonna tweet from? Gucci smart microwave? Like,
no, that's literally the point, though. Like, he's saying you're addicted. Yeah, it's like you're addicted to phones, but like, fucking, you realize how imperative it is to daily life nowadays, and that's why everybody uses a lot.
30 tweets a day is way too many.
Just for tweeting.
Apparently, I was looking at my analytics the other day, and I fucking apparently there's like 3 people watching me on a 3DS. So whoever you are out there, bless you.
I'm gonna look at that.
That's right, real now. Strange.
I get the Wii still.
You get the Wii views? Oh
shit,
yeah,
I still get Wii views. Yeah.
Shout out to the fans watching on Wii on Wii web browser.
Yeah, Wii web browser, bro.
There's a YouTube app on the Wii.
But it sounds fun to say devices. Wii web browser.
Wii web browser. Shout out to those watching on the Switch browser because there's a YouTube app. I was thinking of Netflix.
There's no browser on the Switch.
Yeah, what? I still got the Wii, dude.
Damn.
I have 5,000 views a month from the Wii.
5,000?
That's 5,000
people.
That's more than I thought.
Log on to their Wii to watch my content.
Does the internet for the Wii
for
even
some
work
people
still?
The Wii is just their home console still, I guess. I don't know.
that uses fucking, like,
imagine
a set-top
not upgrading
box.
Since 2007.
Yo, what the fuck is a Tizen TV?
Tizen chicken nuggets?
No, there's a TV called Tizen, which has I have 704 views on.
Oh, have y'all had those fucking spicy chicken nuggets from McDonald's yet?
No.
They're, like, it's a real, like, they might not have them in America, but in the UK, they dropped, like, 2 days ago. And, like, it's a very light spice, but it's nice. Like, they're good.
So, I have zero views on the 3DS as of this month. But, apparently, I have a view from a device called the Bada?
How do you spell it?
B, like, literally just bad and A at the end.
Bada.
It's an operating system that used to use for old Samsungs. It's 6 years old.
Epic,
so
I think?
Someone, there. No, it's literally one person. One person has watched my video on a fucking six-year-old phone. And then, what the fuck is a Tizen? The fuck? Let's see, Tizen phone. It Tizen's a mobile phone that's actually not that old. Oh, it's also something that used to be used in Samsung. That's weird. And then I have, like, 730 Blackberries.
What? What section is your fucking, the systems that you're watching on under in the new studio?
I'm on the old. Okay. I couldn't be fucked to go on the new one and try to find it. Yeah, dude, I got some Blackberry viewers.
Yeah, those are literally boomers.
Dude, you only have a Blackberry to play Brick Breaker. There's no other reason
to
have a
Blackberry. I have, like, okay, apparently 1.7% of my audience is 65 plus.
Yeah, those are just kids who thought it would be funny to put it up that high.
Hey, there's at least one 80-year-old, bro. I am confident.
Look,
I'm
until
confident. One.
Until I meet
I'm
the
confident
grandma
there's at least
that's
one gamer grandma
content,
watching me,
like,
out there.
Yeah, there's at least one gamer grandpa or grandma watching. Swear. Let's see what
okay,
they get.
Sure.
Linux, that Mac, that's it. That's no fun. What about tablet? Leapfrog tablet? No. Nope.
Leapfrog tablet? Oh, my God.
It doesn't give you the
oh, yeah,
the
Tizen,
device.
Right.
It would give you OS, I'd imagine.
I've had one viewer from the Nintendo 3DS in the last month.
Yeah, I've had zero on the Nintendo 3DS.
How the fuck does the Roku have more uses than an Apple TV or a fucking Chromecast?
Because
Rokus
are dirt cheap.
Yeah.
True, absolutely.
I have a Roku TV, and it cost me, like, I think it was $300 to $400, and it's a 55-inch.
That's big. Yeah.
Yeah,
wait,
and
isn't
it
that
looks
a TV?
Really good, too.
Wait, no, a Roku's a fucking, like, little... small
no
box
Roku thing. Sells smart TVs with their software like
built inside
pre-installed.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I thought it was just the fucking
and
little box.
They're super fucking cheap. And then if you get an older generation Roku, you can get it for like $100 less as well. Like, here, I'll just link one off Amazon. Like a 50, like, here, you can get a 43-inch Roku for fucking $230.
So I don't have a microphone or a stand for the microphone that I'm using right now. Do you guys want to hear how, like, my fucking setup is for this?
Not really.
Aww.
Oh, wait, your setup? I thought you were going to fucking play some stupid noise. Yeah, go for it.
Okay, I guess. After being told very viscerally by Wild Spartans not to do a thing, I'm going to do it anyways.
I thought you were, like, tap your desk or something.
No. So I got the laptop, obviously. And then to make sure that the snowball is more angled with my voice because, like, it has, like, a natural tilt down because of the little slot thing, I have it resting on top of a tub of G Fuel.
Oh, nice.
That's fair. All
yeah,
right.
It's pretty epic. But it's about to fall off at, like, any second. So, like, if I touch the trackpad, it, like, sometimes it wobbles and I get scared.
Okay, then. You know, wait. Can Monster make some powdered Monster, please?
Why would you want powdered?
That
why would you want
so gross.
Monster, sponsor me. I have some fantastic revolutionary ideas for your.
Why
company.
Would you
Brandon,
want
just do coke
the
already?
Can.
Jesus.
Can't you get powdered caffeine?
Yeah, you have pre-workout. That's literally powdered caffeine.
No. I mean like just like raw caffeine.
Yeah, you can just get. It's called caffeine anhydrous. That's
this,
the kind of
this
caffeine.
This dude just wants
put.
To inject the caffeine straight into his veins. He's like, fuck the taste. I'm about efficiency in this building.
Well, the flavor is what makes it tolerable.
Could you snort caffeine?
I mean,
theoretically,
pre-workout.
Yes. Should you?
But
no.
Does it work?
Can I don't
you
know.
Snort caffeine?
I have a feeling you'll shouldn't. Probably just give yourself a heart attack before anything else.
It's closer
Wait,
to your
you
brain.
You actually can?
You can snort anything technically that's dust. You
it
can.
Actually
you
works! What the
not.
Fuck?
Brandon, if you start snorting your pre-workout, I'm gonna get very pissed.
No, I wouldn't, because it's super fucking dangerous.
Dude, snorting G Fuel
so,
is sick.
One teaspoon of caffeine powder is equivalent to 30 cups of coffee in one sitting.
Jesus.
So, it could literally kill you real quick.
Ha 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 ha.
Well, good thing I've never thought of doing that till now.
What if caffeine is just cocaine and we've been lied to?
Are you off
your
ass?
Well, like, he might be.
I'm kind of tired. But what if... These will be interesting topics, okay? What if caffeine is just cocaine and we've been lied to?
I don't know. Then I'm going through some serious withdrawals today because I haven't had any caffeine.
I haven't made G Fuel today, but I ordered like 4 bottles of Coke. A cola.
A Coca-Cola.
Yeah, good thing you corrected yourself.
I was about to say,
I couldn't let you guys get in the, oh my god, he does the crack joke. I had to be to it. And just so we're clear, yes, I also do crack.
I wonder how many YouTubers do cocaine.
Me. Just me. I do every single ounce of crack, so nobody else can.
I think Adderall is really popular.
Adderall 100%, because it's a really good drug for people who have shit focus. So like they'll take Adderall and then get all their work done and then not do anything for a week.
Jesus Christ, I need to find a good Adderall dealer.
Yeah, but the side effects are unpleasant. If you don't have, like, a condition that warrants it, I'm pretty sure the side effects make your brain function significantly worse.
I think, okay, like, it so also, fine. If you, it, could, it might, like, I'd imagine it could fucking amp up your anxiety if you have some.
Oh, for sure.
I have awful anxiety.
Did you always have anxiety?
I don't know. I guess I've never lived an anxious life until, you know, I have responsibilities.
Because, like, I've never heard you talk about anxiety up until recently.
I think it's, like, certain things that, like, make it bad. It's why I try not to, like, smoke weed or, like, put myself in stressful situations. You know? Don't get me wrong. I like physical stress. I don't like emotional stress.
I mean, does like emotional
stress? Emotional stress?
I don't know.
Who's sitting in their chair like, because I really love some emotional stress.
Like, I hate
phone calls.
It sucks,
though, because, like, it's so much more, like, it's so much more intangible. Like, physical stress, like, it's, you can self-inflict that and, like, get positive results, from it. Emotional stress, like, that's not something that you can just, like, fucking punch into oblivion.
I mean, I could, but I don't think I should punch the person on the other side of my phone, you know?
See, that would be punching the source of physical stress that is causing your emotional stress.
Who the fuck does like phone? Who here likes phone calls?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't really mind them. They're like just low quality Discord calls.
I hate phone calls.
I just
guys,
don't
it's like a Discord call. Guys, I'm gonna mute. I'm gonna
talking to strangers is weird, dude.
Okay. I'd be totally fine if it was Discord because everything is clear. But when I'm on the phone, like, there's always some. Like, I called my fucking power company today because they called me while I was sleeping. And they said, like, hey, your meter's not, like, working for your gas. And I called them, and they're just like, yeah, we're going to send somebody by. You don't need to be home or anything like that. I was like, okay. And the lady I was talking to, her volume was, like, so fucking low. I could barely understand her. And I checked my volume. It was maxed out. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm trying to talk to this person, but it's just so goddamn shit. Maybe if, like, phone calls use data, it'd be good. But they don't. They use the shitty cell towers we still have.
That's why we need
5G. Why can't Discord calls just be industry standard? But, Diesel, you're mentioning something about talking to strangers being weird, which, yeah,
sure. Speaking of strangers being weird, I'm going to use this to segue. BronyCon.
Wow, you just insulted all of them, Diesel.
No, just talking to people is just a bad experience, or it's just a stressful experience.
Yeah,
you insulted all of them.
I'm not insulting them, holy shit.
It's just, no, Brandon's the only one insulting you guys. Diesel loves y'all.
Okay. So, first of all, guys, Baltimore might be one of the biggest shitholes I've ever been to.
Well, it's the fifth most dangerous city. It beats Oakland, dude! It's the fifth most dangerous city in America!
Could you
Oakland
imagine?
Six.
They have hosted BronyCon there for multiple years. Multiple years.
How many BronyCons have there been?
There's been a lot. I think the show came out, in 2009. I don't have my notes in front of me. But
BronyCon's been going on since I was a kid.
Yeah BronyCon's been
around.
I
know that because I see all the cringe comps.
It was like, yeah, it's been around since cringe, like since before cringe culture became widespread.
Yeah, It's been around for a while. The con used to be in New York, and I think they moved it to Baltimore because it's cheaper, and the venue is just it's smaller, so it makes it feel more full, I guess. But yeah, Baltimore's really shit. The first day I got there, I saw a woman do crack. That's always nice. Like a good sign. Their roads are also really shit there. Like, when I mean shit, like, they might as well be, like, bombed out Afghanistan streets. That's how bad it is.
Huh. Quack, you'd be right at home.
And, there's an issue in the city with the squeegee boys, right? So, you know, like, young kids who will run up to your windshield and, like, clean it and then, like, ask for money for cleaning the windshield. Yeah. So I saw a lot of that. Just everything, infrastructure in that city is just so abysmal. When I was coming into the city, a lot of the buildings were dilapidated or just completely abandoned. Just straight up, like, boarded up. Nobody lives there anymore. And it was like that for street after street after street after block after block after block. And there's, like, multiple houses on the same block that all look like that. And then somebody lives next to this house that's falling over, basically. You know, and there's no space in between the houses. They're just like one after the other, packed on top of each other. It's really bad. Like, I can't even, like, it is. It really is.
But would you say you had a good time overall?
I'm just basing it off your tweets, bro, because all you did was complain on Twitter.
It seems like you were losing your mind. It's like,
The B&B experience was, like, abysmal. We had Edgar the Roach who showed up, and we also had Stuart the Mouse who lived in our stove. I guess they both booked the Airbnb at the same time as us.
Why didn't you just turn on the stove?
We did, but, like, it's not like he got... he's not stupid. He's not going to stick around when the stove gets hot, you know? And I didn't want to smell, like, rotting mouse. Either, you know,
it might attract more roaches. Like rotting mouse.
No, burning mouse is gonna smell bad too.
I don't want to burn the house down.
Burning flesh is not a fun smell.
I don't want to burn the flesh. Airbnb down either. You know, like that was the issue. But I was mainly
a decent reason not to.
I was mainly bitching about Baltimore, but BronyCon, I will say, was a very pleasant experience.
Okay, it elaborate. Really was.
Elaborate.
They're well, I mean, all... if you want to save that for the documentary.
I mean, I can, like, talk about it. Like, it's whatever, you know? Like, I went there to find information to share with people that are not bronies, you know? So, like, that's the whole
Enlighten
point.
Enlighten me.
Okay, so, first of all, right? While, like, there's... So, you know, like, the cringe... Okay, first of all, tell me what you think a brony looks like.
Okay, so, obviously, I know that a brony is not what I would see... Usually when I... Okay, so the types of bronies you see in a cringe comp are usually people who don't know how to dress, meaning they don't even get the right size clothing, and they look really unwell kept, and they don't, like, they're just not fluent at speaking.
But, like, that's, the reason that
that's
those...
That's the stereotype.
That's the reason you see them, those, is because they're the obscure edges, when in reality other bronies, like, if those people genuinely are as unpleasant as they look, they probably don't hang out with them much either.
Yeah, I'm
just saying, like, the stereotype, I think, how most people see it. It's like the
same
thing with,
that,
like,
that's the stereotype I have in my head, too, yeah.
So, what I've seen is, as I've been, like, exploring, like, internet groups of people, like, bronies, by far, have been the most inclusive, inviting group, bar none, hands down, right? I mean, obviously,
it makes,
like...
sense based off the principle of a show.
Yeah, okay, so I actually talked to a psychologist... And that's partially why the community is so inviting. They're actually doing a book. It's a case study called Meet the Bronies. Shit you not, this is 100% real. You can look it
up.
When
does this come out? Because I think I might read
it. It comes out in the next week or two. I'm going to try and book the psychologist and do an interview with him. There's three of them that are all doing it. And basically they've been pulling together all this information.
Yeah,
It covers everything in the fandom. Everything.
Can you link it?
Yeah, here's the Barnes & Noble's link.
Might just get an ebook for it. Might get an ebook for it if it's cheaper.
An ebook? It probably would be cheaper. I don't know, when it comes to books, like, the little amount I read, I prefer paperback.
Yeah, I don't read a whole lot of books. I read, like, some ebooks.
I don't either.
I listen to audiobooks sometimes.
Continue.
So yeah, and I was like they're very pro-social bronies, right? Don't get me wrong. There are the fat fedora wearing, like, literally the first day I got there, I saw a man in a trench coat with a fedora and a big anime sword.
Oh my god.
Right? Really? And that made me laugh, but, like, that is not, like, representative, you know? Like, there are bronies who look like normal people, and there are bronies who are a little weird, a little nerdy, you know, but they're, like, fucking aerospace engineers or something like that, you know? It's, like, it's not just one thing, you know? And I think a lot of people kind of, like, boil it down to just being, like...
Yeah.
This one thing, you know, and there were kids there too, you know, because
it's like most of these attendees have to do something, like they have to have like stable lives to be able to afford to go on to things like this.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah,
unless they're like the neckbeard who gets his mom to pay for it.
I talk to people who like they all have jobs, like they all have like serious jobs that require serious like business. Like I met somebody who was working one of the stalls. And he does background checks for companies, right? So, you know, like, you'd call him up and he'd do all the background checks, like, for things like pretty much anything, like any big company, you know, that would require clearance and, like, security. You know, so, like, that's obviously, like, you don't expect someone who's, like, quote-unquote a brony to do that or somebody who associates with the fandom. And there's a lot of overlap, too, so there's a lot of furries that go there. I met people that were in fursuits. You know, I was walking through the marketplace and someone was dressed as a rabbit and they squeaked at me. I shit you not. That was a little weird, but like,
okay,
whatever.
Yeah, that's a bit weird.
That is a bit weird, yeah. But it was like, it wasn't a bad experience. There was like, there is Rule 34 stuff there. Which I know is like what a lot of people like focus
like
on.
Like anime pillows and shit.
Type
of thing. I imagine more just straight porn.
No, there was like dockies of the ponies, you know. So like Twilight Sparkle or like pretty much anybody from the show was on a pillow doing a sexy pose.
Okay.
Some of them had
like
vaginas out.
Oh
like,
yeah,
see,
that's
what
you're
kind of
like.
Describing. Sounds like PAX. But
yeah,
more
specific. Yeah. It's
because
that's what I got.
There's that shit
at
PAX. There's that kind of shit at PAX, and there are the completely nerdy motherfuckers that go to PAX where you're like, a nice katana, like, you know, like, people like that go to the con, but I think it's like, it's such a more narrow, like, community, it gets a lot worse of a name, because, like, it's so, like, okay, let's be real, it's bizarre, like, it's weird, because it's just abnormal, like, most people don't watch My Little Pony in their adult life, you know, so it's, like, legitimately just bizarre. Like, not necessarily in a bad way, but, like, it is weird.
I mean, there's, like, I don't, like, I got there and I was like, oh, this is weird, this is bad. But I kind of, like, I warmed up to it, you know? And part of what, like, has drawn me to do, like, stuff on, like, internet cultures and stuff like that is the fact that these things are going to die out one day. And this, like, rarely, like, barely any. And I was talking to a psychologist about this. There's barely any research. Barely anybody covering this, right? So I have like a fact sheet from the psychologist, right? And it says that bronies are aging with the show. There are relatively few or new incoming bronies. That means at some point there will not be another brony. Like, they are like,
it sounds like declining. You're talking about like an extinct species.
Well, no. I mean, it's not like it's not a species. This is an anthropology.
It's not a species, but it's
I
like
know, the way you're saying it, it just sounds like
I'm saying
there
like
will
meme,
eventually
like,
not be any more dinosaur.
No, but it's like it sounds like a meme, but it's genuinely interesting how like an entire culture, even if you consider it a weird one, is gonna like just be gone one day.
Yeah, like this
like,
was the last.
Like, we can see that coming now.
Like this is the last BronyCon. That is a piece of history, internet history, weird or not, that is gone. That's
yeah,
it.
Like,
it's done.
They were like such like a large, they were such a public spectacle on the internet, and like it's disappearing. Like, despite how big of a like a commonplace thing it was for like people to make fun of and whatnot, it's disappearing like altogether.
Well, I mean, are there new episodes of My Little Pony?
I don't know if the show's over not yet. It might be. I know the show's gone through multiple incarnations. Just Friendship is Magic, the current one, I think, is the most popular, by far. A lot of people, like, don't see repping anything from, like, Gen 1 My Little Pony, which is where the horses look different and all that. Also, about 85% of bronies are male, and about 15% are LGBTQ. So I wouldn't say there was 85% men there. There was a lot of women there.
I thought you were gonna say 15% women. I was like, no, what about the women? Was like none? Like
also it says 15% or not 15, 50, excuse me. 50% of bronies are in relationships. So yeah.
I mean, I'm not surprised by that.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, easy. If you can find someone with similar interests, which there's clearly a lot of subcultures about this.
Relationships aren't, like, that difficult to get. Like, it's not something that's, like, you know, like, on this golden fucking pedestal that's, like, unobtainable. Unless you're an incel. But
and it's, like, and this goes, like, hand-in-hand with, like, the furry fandom, but you date in the fandom, usually, most of the time.
Yeah, because you relate to the people that are in the fandom because you're both
they're people that are like-minded, are into similar things as you, and like it narrow, like, and it's hard to find when you have such specific interests, but like when there's like a community that you can look to of people that are all like that, who you can make friends and potentially significant others, like that makes sense.
The internet has also made it a billion fucking times easier to get into a relationship. It's like you can just fucking meet someone online and then just eventually move in together because you've known each other for so fucking long and shit like that. Like
Tinder time.
Infinitely easier. Not even just that, but like if you're like in a fandom community, like furry or like brony or something, and like you just like, let's say there's like a group chat or like, you know, forums, you can meet someone in there, start talking, realize you're both into each other, and then get into a relationship.
Yeah, and like kind of building off of that, but like one of the most modern examples of like a success story coming about that was fucking Brockhampton was formed from a Kanye West forum, and they all moved in after meeting on the internet. And now they're a fucking, like, a rap pop rap outfit, like, that fucking is super famous. Like,
bro, the internet's crazy.
They were literally birthed up from the internet age. Like, it's crazy how that shit, like, will change the dynamic of the artistry and whatnot.
But I had no idea Brockhampton started on a Kanye West forum.
No, I was going to say continue because there was a lot of
questions. No, it was like, but, like, you know, from what I saw from bronies, there's a lot of talent, there's a lot of creativity, there's a lot of very well-educated people, you know? And it's like, there's a lot of overlap with the furry community, which I'm not surprised, you know? It makes total sense that there would be overlap there. We're talking about anthropomorphic animals, so of course. And it was like furry-related content being sold there, you know, furry artists doing commissions and stuff like that. And they were selling, they were making bank there. I will say that right now. but it was a really great experience. It really was. I went to the BronyCon ball, which is like a full-on formal attire ball, and everybody was there dressed to the nines, and it was a ball, and it went from like a video game themed ball, and it was very weird. It's hard to explain. I have footage of it. But it was very, very weird. But a really great time. I learned a ballroom dance. Chris Chan was there.
Oh my god.
Did you dance with Chris Chan?
No, but while we were in the audience for the ball, because we would go back and forth in between like a dance and like a play happening on stage, Chris Chan was like standing right next to my girlfriend and I.
What's the coincidence with that?
It was multiple times. We were just there and Chris Chan just appeared behind us. You know,
he must have knew who you were.
No, he had no idea. I mean, excuse me, she had no idea. Guys, it's a little hard to take Chris Chan seriously on the whole gender changing thing, but fine, whatever, I'll accept it. But Chris Chan was everywhere, and it's a little weird because at one point, like, one of the actors made like a pun, and someone who was clearly on the spectrum was like, "That wasn't funny." And Chris Chan got really mad and was like, "It was funny." And I had to move away because I didn't want to make the scene any worse than it was. You know? I didn't want to,
please
like,
tell
cause
me you filmed
a,
it.
Cause I didn't film that part. I missed it.
Did you get the aftermath?
I mean, Chris Chan was just, you know, enjoying Rainbow Dash dressed as Sonic the Hedgehog.
That's fair.
Which sounds really cursed.
What?
But when you see it in the video, it's like there was an actor playing Rainbow Dash, right? And they got, this sounds like a fever dream.
Sounds like fan fiction.
That's pretty much what was happening on stage.
Wait, I'm so confused. Wait, how does someone play Rainbow Dash and Sonic?
They got transported inside a video game, and they controlled the ball. And then, for some reason, they danced. They did, like, a dance revolution bit on stage.
Diesel?
Fuck, DDR is sick.
Did any of the bronies happen to hand you a slab of LSD, or, like, you know, tab? LSD.
To be honest, I don't think a lot of bronies are very big into the whole drug thing.
I was always curious if there's like a drug culture at all at like cons and shit, because like there's a lot of partying and drinking from what I understand. But like
I don't know if it goes to hard drugs. I feel like
you never know though. Like, it's
who
like
the fuck would want to take it's, LSD it's not in like, public place?
I think bronies are pretty straight edge. I mean, actually,
You wouldn't take. Would you take LSD to rave?
Yes.
Yes.
What? Absolutely. Oh, yes. You take LSD awful. Or ecstasy? Like, what the fuck do you mean?
Okay, this bit, like, brony culture is deeply intertwined with EDM, so there might be a subsect of bronies who really enjoy, like, dropping acid or doing LSD.
I could imagine that there are a lot of fucking ragers in the brony community.
But I do think that, like, bronies are a lot less inclined to party with drugs than furries. I think
probably, yeah.
Furries like to drink and like to party more. And I say that in the most academic way possible.
No, it just sounds really funny because you're like, yeah, I think the furries are more of a drug addict type. The brony is not.
Well,
so
like
much.
I met and talked with a lot of furries, and they're definitely a lot more sexually open and forward.
Oh. 110% I don't need anyone to tell me that shit, brother. Like, it's very
well, just
apparent.
In case I'm telling you right now, furries love sex.
It's crazy,
I'm sorry guys, but if you like having sex, you are now a furry.
Those like furry conventions are really, they're basically big ragers from what I hear, you know. So at some point I'm planning on going to a furry convention. Not for
I
the party
about,
for
I thought
a video.
About going to one too, because that could be fucking interesting as far as like looking into it is.
Oh my god, I couldn't. I'm trying to think like if I would go.
What's the? I think the biggest one is AnthroCon, right?
Either that. I'm not sure. AnthroCon sounds like it'd be. The
I'm
biggest,
almost
but,
certain
like,
it's AnthroCon.
I hear Midwest Fair Fest get thrown around a lot, but I don't know how big that is or if that's more niche.
I mean, like I'm open. I'm open to going.
It's
I'm
in
not
July.
I am too.
In
I am
Pittsburgh.
Too.
It's in July. Pittsburgh sounds a lot better than Baltimore. I'll say that.
Would we want to, if we did go to one, would we want to go to a bigger one? Or would we want to go to a more niche one?
We like, want to go to the biggest down, like, one.
Oh my
but, like,
god.
I'm saying, like, would it be harder?
This.
Would it be harder to get research or like fucking interviews and shit at like one that's big and where everybody's trying to get?
No,
to places,
we want
to
go to one that's big because there'll be other creators there. There were other creators at BronyCon, but I couldn't like pin anything down or get anything.
Maybe we
can
fucking ask Nightmind which
one. I was gonna say you want to ask Nightmind.
I might that might be worth looking into, like, if we're genuinely thinking about doing this, which it sounds interesting, but it's a fucking big commitment, but
I'm gonna need to sleep on it.
We'll sleep on it. This is
I'm gonna need to sleep on it for multiple nights.
I will say this though, doing like a whole documentary esque thing next time, I need a cameraman. I need someone.
Oh, that's perfect. I'm perfect for that. I got you. Also, if you do, if like I might try and pick up like a fucking stabilizer, so it makes your life easier when editing the footage.
I bought a stabilizer for this project. Yeah. So like,
yeah, he has an expensive. What is it? A gimbal or a gyro?
It is a Zhiyun Crane Lab 3.
They didn't tell me what the fuck it was.
It's a gimbal.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a motorized gimbal.
I can't believe I started this podcast episode with no thoughts of going to a furry convention, but now I've ended it and it's in my head.
As soon as the cast ends, we're gonna like fucking just start looking for fucking being beast. What?
What? What? Did he just cut off?
Did he? He hasn't said anything.
Oh, I think he did. Right
well,
at the end, bro!
We're at the
in.
Hour mark. We're, like, just at the hour mark, so we can outro it here safely. Thank you guys for watching this episode of Loudmass Podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed. Be sure to drop a like. Follow us on our socials at @loudmass_ on both Twitter and Instagram. Check us out on SoundCloud, Spotify, YouTube, and iTunes, and wherever else you can find podcasts. Check out our individual stuff, and we will see you guys next time.